Hello, everyone. Welcome to Eternity, where love never fails. Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening. This is the Eternity Bible Study Podcast, where we walk through the Bible together every weekday, Monday through Friday. We're podcasting from here in the United States and in Zambia with a goal to share our thoughts and encourage one another as we read God's Word together verse by verse. My co-host in Zambia, Matali, and I are both listening to Through the Bible Podcast and then sharing our thoughts and encouragement with you. From America to Africa and everywhere else, God is in control. As always, our attribution goes to Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee. So if you've ever wanted to try to read the Bible every day, we hope you can join us. We're regular people, just like you, trying to learn more about God and walk in step with His Holy Spirit. So if you have your Bible, feel free to read along, and if not, no problem. We'll try to put it all together for you. So let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. We're back in the book of 2 Samuel. We'll be looking at chapter 6 today. McGee was calling this Doing the Right Thing in the Wrong Way, if you had to have a title for it. And McGee says, you know, this chapter may be one of the great, you know, moments for David. There's a lot of great moments, killing Goliath and having all these military victories and all these things, defeating Saul. But bringing the ark home, where the Philistines had captured it, and then it was basically dropped back off in the land of Israel because nobody could take care of it. Everybody that, all these Philistines that, you know, plagues and all kind of calamities were coming on people that were trying to hold on to this thing. It was like hot potato. So David is bringing it back to Jerusalem where it belongs. So David, verse 1, gathered all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000, and David arose and went with all the people who were with him from Bel Judah to bring up from there the ark of God, which is called by the name of the Lord of hosts, who sits enthroned on the cherubim. Okay, so this is the presence of God. And they carried the ark on a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinab, which was on a hill. Now, this is the wrong way. They're not supposed to carry the cart, the ark, on a cart. God had a ritual to carry this. It should be carried only by the Levites using poles placed through the rings on the sides of the ark. So the ark is not supposed to be carried in a cavalier way. We are not supposed to treat God's presence, the Word of God, the Spirit of God, the Son of God. We're not supposed to treat the presence of God lightly in a cavalier way. So an example for us how we are to cherish the Word of God, respect it, treat it holy as it is. So they were just carrying it on a cart. They bringing it the wrong way. And Uzzah and Ao, the sons of Abinab, were driving the new cart with the ark of God. And Ao went before the ark. So they're doing it the wrong way, trying to do the right thing. Verse 5, and David and all the house of Israel was celebrating before the Lord with songs and lyres and harps and tambourines and castanets and cymbals. So all these musical instruments. And remember, David's a musician also. And when they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah put out his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen stumbled. Now that's wrong too. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God struck him down there because of his error, and he died there beside the ark of God. It's just like, you don't put your hand in fire. You don't put your hand in in the electrical circuit because you're going to get shocked. And he didn't respect that. And, you know, that's the way it is. McGee says, you know, this is God's universe. God created things the way he wanted to. And if you're not sure about it, you don't like it, go find yourself a new universe. But until then, this is God's universe. And that's the way it was. God struck him down because of his error. He died there beside the ark of God. Now, we can't pass, you know, judgment on what's going to happen to him. You know, it was an error. He was trying to stabilize the ark, but he didn't have the respect that he needed for the ark. So unfortunately, you know, it's like somebody who puts their hand next to the fire, or they get too close to the cliff and fall off. You know, it mistakes, you know, an error in his judgment cost him his life. And David was angry because the Lord had broken out against Uzzah. You know, that would certainly stop the music, right? Verse 8, and that place is called Perez Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of the Lord that day, and he said, how can the ark of the Lord come to me? You know, and McGee was saying, you know, the beginning of wisdom is fear of the Lord. You know, it refocuses us to understand our place. Verse 10, David was not willing to take the ark of the Lord into the city of David, but David took it aside to the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. And the ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. And there you go. This is someone who is willing to let the God's presence remain in his house. And he did it the right way. He treated it the right way. When God's in our house, we have to treat God the right way and not take God for granted. Verse 12, and it was told King David, the Lord has blessed the household of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with rejoicing. And when those who bore the ark of the Lord had gone 6 steps, he sacrificed an ox and a fatted animal. So, number one, David's heart is for the ark of the Lord. David wants the presence of God in his house. David is fearful of the Lord. He's now bringing the ark of the Lord in the right way. They are bearing the ark of the Lord. That suggests that they're carrying the ark of the Lord in the proper way. And when they had gone 6 steps, he sacrificed an ox and a fatted animal. Now, a couple more things. My study Bible says they could have sacrificed an ox and a fatted animal after taking 6 steps, or every 6 steps they could make a sacrifice. It's not clear. My study Bible says it could be either one, but in any event, the ark was brought forth in the right way this time. Along with celebration, there is respect for the ark, for the holiness of the Lord. So David danced before the Lord with all his might. And do we worship with all our might? David worshiped the Lord with all his might. And David was wearing a linen ephod, which was something that it was a simple linen robe worn by priests. And David's got his praying clothes on. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the horn. So as the ark is coming in back into Israel, and I'm assuming back in Jerusalem, the king is not dressed like a king. He's dressed for the humility of prayer and worship. And he's worshiping with all his might, shouting the sound of the horn, the victory. Verse 16, and as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, the daughter of Saul, and remember, she was his first wife, and Scripture does not even identify her as his wife. They just referred to her now as the daughter of Saul. Looked out the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. In other words, she's jealous. He loves God more than he loves her. She doesn't love God that much. And she's jealous of the behavior. Why doesn't he dance before me? Why doesn't he make a big deal about me? He makes a bigger deal about God. I can't even see this God. You know, that would be what she was thinking. She hasn't had any children. And, or maybe, you know, that was his price for, you know, the peace between, you know, the clans, you know, the tribes of Israel. He asked for her to be brought back. Well, he's got a whole bunch of other wives now too. And, and he's had a whole bunch of children born. So he probably might have just asked for her back just because he wanted her back. But it might not be for love. It might, you know, she was enamored with him, but in any event, she despised him. Verse 17, and he probably knew it too. Verse 17, and they brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in its place inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. Okay, so everybody's celebrating. Now down to verse 20. And David returned to bless his household. Okay, so what do you think happens now? But Michal, the daughter of Saul, again, Scripture doesn't even identify him as his wife. But Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How?" And this is sarcasm here. "How the king of Israel honored himself today, uncovering himself today before the eyes of his servants, female servants, as one of the vulgar fellows shamelessly uncovers himself." Okay? She's saying, you know, you're supposed to be king of Israel and look what you're doing. Verse 21, and David said to Michal, "It was before the Lord who chose me above your father," you know, her father was Saul, "and above all his house to appoint me as prince over Israel, the people of the Lord. And I will celebrate before the Lord. I will make myself yet more contemptible than this, and I will be abased in your eyes." In other words, I'm going to worship even more than this, and you're going to hate me even more. "But by the female servants of whom you have spoken, by them I shall be held in honor." In other words, you're not going to honor me, but these people you're talking about, they'll honor me. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death. In other words, either God had punished her with no children, or David did not have any union with her so that she would have no child, which would be a dishonor, you know, in this time. So that was the way this chapter ends, with the triumphant return of the Ark of the Covenant to its place back in the nation Israel. So we'll stop here. And again, just a final thought, how important it is for the presence of God to be in our household, to be among us who believe. So we'll stop here. We'll turn the rest of the podcast over to our co-host in Zambia, Matali. Matali, I hope you're doing great. Look forward to hearing your study on this today. And as always, from me to all of you, God bless you. Keep your hearts centered on Christ on this great spiritual battlefield. We'll see you here next time tomorrow as we continue this study through 2 Samuel. And as always, our prayers go out for sweet Emma and sweet Jean.